Morning, Rabbi. So I just want to share with you the famous Rashi brings down. I think this is it's really a game changer in your life. If you do it, it's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos, and if you do it, it'll change your life. What's Pshat? And the Gemara tells us, how in the world did Yosef HaTzadik withstand the Nisoyan that his master's wife comes after him day after day after day? She tries to convince him to live with her, and he's not maskim. And like the Gemara tells us, that it wasn't that he wasn't tempted. He was tempted. So how's it shaykh? It seems like a nace. So Rashi tells us the famous story, and the Gemara brings it down, that he saw a vision of his father. And Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, the Rashiva's Rebbe, says over, he brings down, the Emes Liakov, he says that it's a very crucial piece of knowledge that every person who ever wants to become a father has to keep in mind. That you have to become the type of person, the type of father, that when your son is tempted to do something wrong, he thinks of his father, and you could learn it as a miraculous thing, that it's a vision that he saw his father. He saw a vision of his father. It was an ace, you know, a hologram of his father. Well, you can learn much more pashut, that when he thought that he was going to do something wrong, he wasn't able to do it because he thought of his father. It's not shaykh. How in the world can I do this if I have such a father? And that's what Rabbi Yankov said, that's a chiv on each and every one of us to try to become that kind of father. That's a tremendous, tremendous achrayus before you go ahead and you start a family, to say to yourself, okay, what kind of father am I going to be? Am I going to be the type of father that when my kid wants to do something wrong, he has a vision of me and I can't do it? The Pasha can't go ahead and do something that goes connected his father. It's a beautiful thought. But we have to remember, and this is what the Gemara brings down above a basra, why are the yeshivas today? Why are the yeshivas today? Because really, the way it's supposed to be is Vishinantam Levanecha. You're supposed to teach your kids. Why do I have a chiv to teach anybody else? Why do you have a chiv to teach anybody else? And this, the Gemara says, this is why yeshivas were started, because there were people that couldn't be mechanech their kids. Some people didn't have fathers. Some fathers are amaratzim. And the Gemara makes a drasha. V'shinantam levanecha eilu talmidecha. There's no separate mitzvah to teach Torah to somebody else. It's a ribui of v'shinantam levanecha. That is, we're being marbe from the pasuk of v'shinantam levanecha. That's eilu talmidecha. It's not a separate mitzvah. The Rebbeinu Shel and Chazal understood very, very well the relationship that you have to have to a Rebbe. It has to be the same relationship that you'd have with a father. That's the relationship that you have with a Rebbe. And if you have a relationship like that, your life, I guarantee you, your life will be different. I know, because there was my life before I had a Rebbe and my life after. And again, everyone has a Rebbe, first grade, second grade, third grade, and they're also your Rabbeim. David learned from Achitofel, called him Rabbi. You're supposed to learn from everybody, especially you have good people. All your Rabbeim are great people. But that's not the Rebbe we're talking about here. We're talking about a Rebbe Muvik. It's a whole different. There's life before you have a Rebbe Muvik and life after. It's literally like two stages in your life. You can think of the way your life was before that time and the way your life was after that time. And that's what Chazal, just like Chazal understood, this is the Chinuch brings down in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, I say it all the time. He says, the shayrish of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is that it's impossible to serve Hashem properly if you don't love Hashem. He says, I'efshe, lavid es Hashem yafe, b'lo yavose yosei. It's impossible to serve Hashem properly if you don't love Him. I think it's the same thing. It's impossible for a person to serve Hashem properly if he doesn't have a Rebbe. So what does that mean? That means you gotta search. So if you don't find it in 9th grade, then 10th grade, then 11th, you have to keep on searching until you find somebody who you feel that there's a before and after. Happens to be my father, Zecharyahu Livracha, always spoke about Rav Huttner, and then when Rav Huttner was Nifter, he always spoke about Rav Shlomo Freifeld, and when Rav Shlomo Freifeld was Nifter, he was Makabel Rosh Yeshiva as his Rebbe. My father was way older than the Rosh Yeshiva, 30, 40 years older than him. But he knew, once you have a Rebbe, you know you can't live without one. So when Rav Huttner was Nifter, he took Rav Shlomo Freifeld. When Rav Shlomo Freifeld was Nifter, he took someone else, because he felt there's something missing in his life. Something, Baruch Hashem, I learned from him. So Rabbi say, I beg you from the bottom of my heart. You see from this week's parasha, that a Rebbe could save you from the worst chatoim. A good father, a good Rebbe. I beg you to be the type of father that your kids think of you. And Mamela want to run away from doing bad things. That's number one. I beg you to become that type of father. And I beg you to become the type of person who chaps that he needs a Rebbe and finds one. And if you do that, your whole life will change. Literally your life, you will, I guarantee you will have a different life. How do I know? Because I learned for myself. Have a great week. Title.